Good evening, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is David Baker.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. I'm calling with a general question, if you don't mind.
Sure. What can I do for you?
I got a notification, I guess, that Arch Top Fiber is going to become available in my area November 21st. So I went to go sign up, but it says that a deposit is required. But it's not, there's no contract, correct?
No, there's no contract. You can cancel it at any time. There's no cancellation fees. If the deposit is required, I assume that you went through the credit check, or did you decide to skip that?
No, I went through it. I went through the credit check. But I don't understand the purpose of the deposit.
So the deposit is $50 to answer that second question.
Okay.
Now, the purpose of the deposit is essentially we use the credit check, which we don't see anything other than whether a deposit is required. What it lets us know is what the delinquency risk is, if that makes sense.
Well, if I have a credit score of 709, why would that require a deposit?
I'm not sure. I'm wondering if maybe something didn't go through properly on the credit check.
Because I just had a credit check done for the purchase of a vehicle, and my credit score came back as 709, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, that is considered really good. Did you already complete and do the deposit, or did you not go through?
No, I did not go all the way through with it because it didn't even when it was asking for my billing information to charge me a deposit, it doesn't even tell you online how much you're going to be charged.
Okay. And
so
I can also bring that up and make a note of that and let them know that it needs to reflect how much. Because at that point, you know, our main thing is about transparency. So if the website's not stating how much the deposit is, then definitely we want to make sure that is, you know, listed.
Yeah, it definitely does not indicate or say anything regarding how much. It just takes you to the next step where you enter either ACH information or credit card information.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no indication of how much you're going to be charged.
Yeah, so I will definitely let them know about that. And that way they can correct it and have that corrected.
So I did not go through with the, set up so that I could schedule an appointment when it becomes available.
Absolutely. So if you'd like, you can actually exit out of that, and I can go through the setup process with you, kind of re-answer some of the same questions, which will be a lot faster at least, and that way we can go through the credit check and make sure that everything goes through properly.
Okay. Give me 1 minute.
And David, you're still with me, right?
I am, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just going through the
I just wanted to make sure.
Now, will yours be setting it up so that, because I usually pay my internet bill annually, so I make a one lump sum payment, and this way I'm done with it for the year?
Yeah, so, okay, we typically don't do that, but I can find out for you and give you a call back with regards to that tomorrow if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
It's, absolutely. Just because it is an unusual request.
Well, I prefer, we've always have with Spectrum, we just pay, like, you know, if the internet bill is $1,200 for the year, we just pay $1,200, and then I know when it's coming due, and then when it comes due, I just pay $1,200. Then I don't have little petty bills pecking me in the butt every month.
Yeah, exactly.
I know most people don't do it that way, but I prefer to.
No, and I completely get that. I mean, I would totally do that too if I had the capability.
Well,
makes it so much easier.
We generally use our tax return money to cover, like, you know,
a lot of the expenses. Yeah,
and then you don't have those, you know, instead of going on shopping sprees, you don't have those petty bills pecking you in the butt every month.
Exactly. And, I mean, God forbid something happens where, you know, one loses their job or something like that. They have time to go and get a new one and not have to worry about the bill. It's smart. It's very, very smart.
And we have, you know, we've been in that situation where, you know, we were out of work for a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, especially during the whole COVID situation, like, that was rough for a lot of people.
Yep.
All right, and let me go ahead and ask you what your service address is, please.
It is 482 King, K-I-N-G-S, Highway. All right, I'm at the credit check page.
Okay.
I'm going to enter my information again.
Yeah, because if you want, I can go through the entire thing on my end. And you don't happen to have a hold or anything, like a freeze on your credit, right?
Oh, that's right. I do. I have the credit lock because they just
Yep,
that
would be why it's triggering for that deposit.
So I have the app, so I could just flick that off real quick. I had to do it on Saturday when I bought the car, so
yep. Let me flick. So that would be the reason why. Yeah, because when you're filling out the information online, it doesn't give you the option to go ahead and unlock it or anything like it gives us to do. Like, because oftentimes we will run into someone who forgot that they had their credit on a freeze, and it'll ask for a PIN, and typically the customer or the client would have that PIN, so we asked them so that we could type it in, and it unlocks it temporarily just for that one check.
Yeah, the service I use, they allow me right in the app, just literally one button click, and it's
to unfreeze it. Yeah, I would also give it like 30 seconds to a minute before going through with the credit check, just so that the credit system, can go ahead and update that. Hey, I'm unlocking it.
Yeah,
because I know that sometimes happens to me with my debit card.
Yeah, they send me an alert when it's unlocked, which they've already just done.
Perfect.
So, all right. So I'm going to hit submit or continue.
Yep.
And let's see what happens.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're approved.
See, there you go. It was just because of the freeze. I'm glad I was able to think of that.
Yeah,
it is a common issue that we run into, though.
They should probably address that it doesn't tell you what you're going to be charged.
Agreed. And I've already sent out that note so that they are aware. And then you do have the option of setting up the auto pay if you want it, but I'm going to definitely bring that up and ask with regards to prepaying annually. That way I can give you a call back tomorrow if you wouldn't mind providing me with your phone number or at least your best contact number for me to give you a call.
Yeah, sure.
That way I can give you the answer of like, hey, yeah, we can do this. Just make a payment online. Because I know online, on the online portal, it'll only let you pay $300 at a time, which I know seems a bit ridiculous. But if you process it through us on the phone, I believe we can do higher than that.
Yeah, it says I have to enroll in the auto pay in order to get the $10 off.
Yes, that is correct. And that would be with your checking account, not your debit card or credit card. But that's another point that I'm going to bring up with regards to that. So in the meantime, you can press no for now and select just internet for the paperless billing if you would prefer paperless. But at that point, that's when I'm going to ask them, like, hey, is there any way that we can give them, you know, the $10 discount because they're prepaying annually and they're paying one lump sum?
Yeah, I mean, it's beneficial to Archtop Fiber if you have a customer.
It's beneficial on both ends. Yeah, absolutely.
And we're more than happy to just pay the annual bill and be done with it for the year.
Exactly.
So I should just opt out of the auto pay for now?
Correct. For now, yes.
All right. So I'm going to just... okay. So it will not let me.
It should, because it should ask you, would you like to enroll? And at that point, you would say no.
Well, I have to enter debit card or checking account information.
So press on the back button, like the previous button.
Okay.
And there should be a spot where it's like you can save $10 a month if you sign up for autopay. Would you like to enroll?
Yeah, it's the back button.
Well, at the bottom of the questionnaire is where it should say previous.
Yeah, when I uncheck it, it won't let me move forward without entering payment information.
Okay, so what we can do is if you want to go ahead and do that, and then I can remove that after. On my end.
Yeah, I'll enter the payment information.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter if the payment information stays there, because if they allow me to pay, you know, one annual payment, I'll be paying it with that payment source anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can remove it on my end. Once you complete the online, the sign up, it'll pop up in my system within a couple of minutes, and I can go ahead and remove that in the meantime.
Okay. And, of course, I left my wallet in the car. I'm sorry.
That happens to me all the time. No worries.
So you don't want me to click the enroll in auto pay, right?
Correct.
I could set that up later before services?
Yes.
If need be?
If need be, yes. But until we have an answer with regards to the prepaying annually, I would definitely not put it in. But you have until your appointment and even after your appointment to go ahead and do that, as long as it's before the billing cycle starts. Well, before the bill, the invoice comes out, so.
Any other thing, too, it might be too early since they don't even offer it yet. I won't need the Wi-Fi equipment because I run my own custom router. The only thing I'll need is the ONT.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, if you go ahead and put it in the notes, absolutely. It should ask you if there's anything that would help with the appointment at the end there when it comes closer to the scheduling. At that point, yes.
It just took me to your orders complete. Thanks for joining ArchTop Fiber. Here are a few things to keep in mind. Order confirmation, installation. And we'll text you when the tech is on the way.
And what is the zip code for your address? Is it 1241?
1-2-4-7-7.
Oh, gotcha.
Nope,
okay.
1-2-4-7-7.
Perfect. Yeah, because I know it runs between Kingston and Saugerty, so.
Yes.
I used to drive
They're
it
just,
daily. Okay, so I understand why it didn't schedule an appointment yet. The in-service date would be for November 21st.
Yeah, that's what the email said. They're not
quite there yet, but we'll be there within the next month and a half.
Good, because I'm literally itching to call Spectrum
and tell them
farewell. Yeah. And hopefully the experience with ArchTop is way better.
Absolutely.
Do you have 24-hour customer service? I mean, I don't really utilize customer service because I'm pretty techie myself. And like I said, all my equipment, my firewall runs on open source software. So it's all custom built by me.
That's awesome. I wish I had that capability.
You work in the internet business. You don't.
I know, but I'm saying like to like build my own network, like that would be pretty intense. I may work customer service for an internet company, and I am pretty techie myself, but my knowledge only goes so far.
Yeah, mine did too until I got interested in it and, you know, all the privacy issues with Facebook.
Absolutely, yes.
So now I just have it set up where they all go into a black hole when they try to snoop. So, you know. Same thing. I mean, Spectrum's always sending me text messages, you know, because they're always trying to run updates, but there's no updates to run because it's my equipment. I don't have any Spectrum equipment. So they keep saying, we're detecting a problem.
Isn't that typical? Yeah, no, but that's pretty awesome. I mean, we build our own fiber, and it's pretty intense because, like, we use 10-kilometer fiber. I don't know if you're familiar with the way the 10-kilometer works. But we go just over 5 miles before seeing any degradation of the service.
Well, that's pretty good.
All right.
And
so I went ahead and I've removed the EFT for you.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
And I think I'm less than 5 miles from your office there, so maybe the speeds will be continuously consistent.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it that it's 1 gig up, 1 gig down?
Correct. Yes. So they are symmetrical. So it would be 1,000 megabytes per second down, 1,000 megabytes per second up. Now, the thing is that we typically actually see just over 1,000 megabytes per second on both download and upload. So it gives a little bit more than 1 gig, but I mean, you can't argue with it. If anything, it's better for the customer.
And there's no issues with the amount of data used, right? And the reason
no, correct. There's no cap as far as like on how much data you use. We don't have a limitation on that. No.
All right, because I do run my own media server for me, my kids. So we have our own, music on a isolated server here at home.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That we don't have to pay, so we don't have to pay music streaming subscriptions. So all of our music that we buy from Apple and everything, it goes to a centralized server right here in the house. And we can access it remotely because I use a reverse proxy and a VPN so they can connect securely remotely.
Yes.
And we can stream the music in our car. So we always have music and streaming from one of our devices or the other and while we're on the go. So I just want to make sure there's no issues with, the amount of transmission that we use back and forth.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. So when it comes to that, we definitely don't have a limitation on how much data you use.
Okay. So I guess the wait begins then.
Yes. And then I will give you a call tomorrow, and I just want to make sure that I have a good phone number to be able to reach you if you wouldn't mind providing me with one.
Yep. It's 845-416-0933.
Okay, perfect. And what is the best time for me to reach you so that I can give you your answer?
If possible, after 4 p.m.
Okay.
Because I work. Or if, you're available before 8 a.m. I work 8 to 4.
Okay. Yeah, it'll definitely be after 4 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. But yes, I will definitely find out that answer for you, and also double check to make sure that we can also give you that $10 discount since you're prepaying annually.
I appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely, anytime. Well, welcome to the Archtop family. At least we got you all set up. And once we get closer to that date, the November 21st date, at that point you'll be receiving a call from one of us. I will make sure I put it in the notes to not contact you before 4 p.m. That way we can go ahead and get you scheduled and not bother you during work, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well, you are all set, David. Is there anything else that I might be able to answer for you today?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.